get back. You're listening to the weekly Reverse Speech Show with your host, David John Oates. I'm broadcasting from Portland, Oregon, and I'm in studio with me here, or rather studio. Yeah, that'll do. In studio here with me is Ralph Burton. We're having a great show, and it's a really good feedback on the show. People are liking this topic.
That's a great topic. You know, Kristen from Ohio called in, and she brought up a point about, you know, she heard about the music reversals.
Yeah.
You know, with John Lennon. And, of course, most of the reversals we ever hear are negative, you know, all the negative stuff that comes through. And that's where we got some of the bad rap on reversals, I think, you know. But when I was doing a homework assignment for you back when I took your training, I did some music reversals, and I gave those to you today to play a couple of them. One of them is by Bobby McFerrin. Everybody knows the song Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Uh-huh. Oh,
there's a great reversal in there. So.
Okay, all right. So here's the forward.
Don't worry. Be happy.
And what's the reversal?
If I have whatever I want.
If I have.
Oops. Sorry. That's my mouse. Do that again.
If I have.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, yeah, right.
So the subconscious agrees he's going to be happy if he has whatever he wants.
Yeah. Here's a nice positive reversal. This is from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's alright? Yes, everything's fine.
And I think I shall sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without me tonight.
And it says, he's the savior, loves me, he's the one. That's a nice one, isn't it?
Very congruent with the Ford.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, very congruent. Hang on, what else I got on music that's nice? I don't have a great deal on music, and I really stopped looking at music.
Look at the Styx one I have down there.
Okay, all right. You've got the Styx. I got two. Which one are we doing?
Pick one of them.
Okay, I have One Lover.
All right.
Okay.
All my love that I needed.
Okay, I have One Lover.
I have One Lover.
Oh, that's clear.
I have One Lover.
Oh, wow.
I have one lover.
Oh, there you go.
And that's from the song Lady, singing about his love.
Yeah, here, let's play that again. Here's the forward.
All my love that I needed.
And I have one lover.
I have one lover.
That's great.
I have one lover. I have one lover.
And then you got Styx.
This is an interesting one, okay? This is where he's saying, hold me up when I'm sinking.
Uh-huh.
You know that part?
Uh-huh.
In reverse, he says, make me smile when I am blue.
Your hands build me up when I'm sinking.
And make me smile when I'm blue.
Smile when I'm blue.
Oh, yeah, there it is. All right, let me see what nice ones I got on music. Because I got lots and lots of metaphors. So, I need to document some nice reversals. I'm looking through my list here, and it's not looking good. See, what's this on the door? I didn't know I had anything on the door. Oh, we won't do that one. Okay. Yes.
There's Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Do you see that one?
Yeah, we played that one.
No, we haven't.
Oh, no. Okay. So here's the Ford. Oh, it was. Hang on. We'll try this again.
From the beginning, this song.
Okay. Backwards.
Hear this name, Maui. He wants to be in Maui. You were meant to be in Maui.
Hear this name, Maui.
Hear this name, Maui.
Oh, that's clear.
Hear this name, Maui.
We're all meant to be in Hawaii right now.
Beautiful island, Maui. I've been to Maui a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, so there's, let me go and have a look at my, let me see what I can pull out about, tells you about the nature of the soul. I need to get more nice ones. I played Our Soul Looks Down in Heaven, didn't I? But a lot of negative ones. Here's a nice one. Yeah, okay.
You're then on a path that will lead you into horrible sort of lifetimes. I mean, horrible sort of stuff.
Oh, this is an interesting topic. I'll bring this up in a sec. You're talking about whole lifetimes, past lives.
Mm.
So here is your soul.
Be recognized coldly.
Be recognized coldly. Be recognized coldly.
Reverse speech never reveals any information about reincarnation. I have tried many times. Other people have tried many times, not just people who are staunch believers in reincarnation. And we get the same answer back pretty every time. Don't go there. The records are sealed.
Well, now you're just challenging me, aren't you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had a firm interest in reincarnation.
Well, I wouldn't mind checking that out a little bit. Yeah,
we'll check it out. I'm open to being wrong.
We do some hypnosis on it and see what happens with some people. I'll see if we get some friends who want to do that. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, I've looked at it a few times anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'm open to being wrong, and I'm open to presenting your findings on the show.
All right.
Yeah. Does reverse speech reveal anything about past lives?
That's an interesting question.
That is an interesting question. Yeah. Here's another reference to spirit.
Well, look, I don't say that...
this is Australia's former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott. He was kicked out. It was a...
The system is perfect, but I think that it's the best that we are likely to get.
He says, save that spirit.
Save
that spirit. So there's another spirit. There's another the spirit reversal, but that could be he's talking about the system of Parliament. It could be, save.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds more like the energy of a thing rather than a spirit.
Right. I've just got a lot of that. Okay, here's someone talking about session work. You listen to this. Okay, here's the forwards.
There are a few questions. One related to ISIS, of course.
Yes,
the sort of experiences that didn't repeat, the whys and wherefores of that, and whether there is a way in which I can activate that in some way or get back involved in that.
Yeah. We will feel the soul.
We will feel the soul.
We will feel the soul.
That's nice and clear.
We will feel the soul.
Yeah. As he's involved in this journey of self-discovery, I think that's what he's talking about for. That's one of the foils again.
A few questions. One related to ISIS, of course.
Yes, I'm talking about his metaphors.
The sort of experiences that didn't repeat, the whys and wherefores of that.
He's talking about his metaphors. Metaphors in his previous session. We will feel the soul.
We will feel the soul.
Nice and clear.
We will feel the soul. We will feel the soul.
Got a very specific trance. I take people on to take them to the soul. The soul trance. Actually gave one on the live on the air a little while ago. A soul trance.
That almost sounded like you said soul train, David. Where are we going with this?
Train.
It's a program here in America.
Oh, is it?
Never mind.
Oh, okay. I love the soul. I'll live for everyone. That one's. Yeah, here's an interesting one about reverse speech.
That's what I feel a lot lately myself. Is like It seems like, and I really, truly believe that in reverse speech, I'm doing what God wants me
to do. This is Jeff. This is Jeff.
And, I was chosen for this. I didn't have a choice. It wasn't like...
And there it says, the sheep server make God feel good.
A sheep server make God feel good.
Hang on, I'll do that again.
A sheep server make God feel good.
I'll do it again.
A sheep server make God feel good.
A sheep server made that feel good. A sheep server made that feel good.
Yeah, one of my chapters in the book I'm currently writing is going to be, as you haven't decided whether I'm going to title it God is Only a Metaphor or Is God Only a Metaphor? I haven't decided which way I'm going to do about it yet, but I'll decide it when I get to the chapter. Verspeak talks a lot about God. It's another common metaphor. It's not as common as soul, but the God comes up in various other names, not just God. Yahweh, I've heard. Elohim, I've heard. Of course, then you have Allah and Goddess and Shiva and Isis and Krishna, and they all come up. So here's one. And I'll play you a really interesting one. This is actually on Nelson Mandela. And it's a very strange reversal that you would not expect to hear on Nelson Mandela. So here is the forwards.
It is the reason why men like Archbishop Tutu, Dr. Alan Busson, Reverend Frank Chitone, and others are men of such a high profile, the reason why they are held by all of us in high esteem.
I'm talking about Reverend Bishop Tutu, and he says, I love the Lord Krishna forever. So what's Krishna doing on Nelson Mandela, who's a staunch Christian? Why would he say, I love the Lord Krishna forever, when that's a Hindu metaphor? Well, since this is going to get to a very controversial aspect of what I found in reverse speech, that's going to get me banned from the Christian community. Oh, no, what am I going to do? God goes with many different names. There's many different ways.
You don't have to get yourself in trouble all the time, do you?
It seems to follow me wherever
I go.
I don't know. Even before reverse speech, back in my teenage years.
That's just the way it's going to be.
Whatever. So that's a controversial reversal, isn't it? On a staunch Christian like Nelson Mandela. I need to start documenting some of my God reversals. Seeing we're talking about Christian reversals, let me pull up my. Oh no, we want to keep to negative. We don't want negative one. I was going to go to the verse on evangelists.
No.
Well, let me see if I got a nice one. Hang on.
Listen, people, I put the pressure on them today. I really did.
Yeah.
Nice show.
He read me the writer. So I said, look, I want to play this. No. I want to play that. And he says, no, you can't play this. You can't play that.
You guys get that some other night. We're doing nice things.
Yeah, no, we're doing.
And the thing to remember, too, is a lot of these reversals, besides just the spiritual thing, it comes out to help you heal your soul, you know. You can actually talk about things that are bothering you, and it'll come back and just kind of take you down the right path oftentimes.
Oh, yeah.
What you need sometimes. You feel like you need something, sometimes that just comes back through a reversal. Other times, it's about to tell you the answer, and it's going, what you need to know is, and it goes into gibberish.
I know.
And it just destroys it. What?
It's very frustrating when it does that.
Well, it's happened a lot.
Here, listen to this one. This is from Jerry Falwell, okay? The late Jerry Falwell, of course.
Okay.
The seven-year tribulation must transpire here, the 1,000-year reign of Christ, in the which I shall be your boss for 1,000 years, Dr. Levitt. The 1,000-year is yet to happen on this earth. That's just an assumption. I don't have any word of knowledge on that. But
I don't know whether I agree with his theology, but anyway.
I heard a thousand beers. Was I hearing that?
No, right? The thousand-year reign of Christ on the earth.
No, I heard a thousand beers.
Oh, yeah, well, that'll be right. But, okay, I don't agree with his theology, but backwards, I agree with his backwards message. The will of God's reign is love.
Wow, that's very clear.
Should play that one on Saturday night, shouldn't I?
That's a nice one. Yeah, that's very nice. It's very surprising, actually.
Yes, yeah, it is rather surprising. Yeah. We won't play that one. I'm trying to find some nice ones. Here's an interesting one. This is a pastor. Korea, I think, South Korea.
He float with the Holy Spirit.
He's talking about Jesus. Okay, so here's the forward.
So was Jesus very sensitive to the flowing of spirit and soul inside him? Yes, he was. He float with the Holy Spirit.
Okay, backwards he says, see the Holy Wolf.
See the Holy Wolf.
See the Holy Wolf.
How about that, hey?
See the Holy Wolf.
What kind of surprises me here is his reversals in English, which many times it would be in his native tongue.
Yeah. He's speaking English.
But you know, when he speaks English, you don't hear much of an accent. You know, and I think the accent comes through stronger when the reversal is in the native tongue.
Yeah.
To make the intonations correct.
You know? That'd be right.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a nice one. See the Holy Wolf. Talking about Jesus. Jesus, obviously, being the Holy Wolf. I'm going to start to document all my... Oh, listen to this one. This is... you want a nice one on music? This is Elvis Presley.
Silent
backwards, one word, hallelujah.
Wow.
Like that? Very congruent, because Elvis Presley had a very strong faith. Okay, and the other ones just aren't nice. They don't qualify as nice, so we won't play them. So should I title my chapter, God is Only a Metaphor, or Is God Only a Metaphor?
I would say, Is God Only a Metaphor?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards that.
Yeah, the other one you'll probably get burned at the stake.
Yeah, I know. If you read my book, It's Only a Metaphor, you would know that metaphors are everything, and that is tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, but the people mad at you won't read your book, so, you know.
No, that's true. They won't, will they? No. If you want to know what the secret of metaphor is, you've got to get my autobiography. It's Only a Metaphor. Go to itsonlyametaphor.com. Oh, and I have to tell you, exciting news. We have come out with a new app for iPhone released this week. So it works all those versions of the iPhone. It's an updated version from the app that we had, a much more user-friendly interface. You're going to absolutely love it. Go to the App Store on iTunes. I think it's iTunes App Store. Search for iReverseSpeech.com. And those of you who are waiting for Android, that is the next project on the drawing board. And Android will probably start on Android, I would estimate about March will start on the Android app.
So have you warned people not to record, if they're in a relationship, the other person that they're with?
Oh, dear.
I think you need to talk about that. Okay? Because that's what they're going to do with their phone.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. Is this a good idea?
No! Heavens no, it's a very bad idea.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because some secrets are best left secret.
And when you're in a relationship, you're dealing with a lot of emotional things going on.
I was about to say that, so we're going to move on to that next. Yeah.
Right. So people, be forewarned with this little iPhone app. do not record your lover or your spouse.
We get phone calls into the office sometimes, people or emails. Like, oh, I think my husband's cheating on me. Will you analyze a recording of him? No. Won't touch that with the 10-foot pole. 10-foot pole.
So, because, you know, when you're with somebody, a lot of thoughts go through your mind as emotions go up and down in a relationship. And those are going to come out. And I think, you know, sometimes some of them you probably don't want to hear. You know? So here we go.
Here's Martin Luther King.
To speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands.
And he says, the Lord, he does believe.
The Lord, he does believe. The Lord, he does believe.
Yeah, it's there. Lord, yes, I don't know.
Yeah, that's there.
Don't know what the Lord believes in, but it's nice to know he does believe.
Now, is religion the same as spirituality, I wonder, you know, when we get into this whole thing? Because, like you said, with reverse speech, it doesn't really pick anything like that. So it's kind of interesting.
Is religion the same as spirituality? Well, no.
Right.
No, of course not.
Okay.
Of course not.
There's some of these religious ones that make sense they reverse out that way because that's their belief systems, right?
Yeah.
And they believe what they're saying.
Except with Jerry Falwell, even though he was speaking rather dogmatically forwards, he had quite a profound reversal backwards.
Yeah, that was quite amazing.
Yeah. And with the 1,000-year reign of Christ, it's just one interpretation of theology.
Right. I was kidding about the beers.
Of course you were. Why am I not surprised to hear that? So, folks, you're hearing all the really nice reversals tonight, okay? See, the trouble is most of the nice ones I can't play because they're in client session tape, and I hate that.
I do have an interview that
we're going to get back. Okay, don't touch that keyboard, folks. We'll be back soon.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
we are back for a final segment of the weekly Reverse Speak Show. My guest in studio is Ralph Burton, and we are having a general chat about the positive, nice side of reverse speech, which is majority of my work, but rarely gets published at all. Really gets talked about. That's a bit of a shame. I will be giving a lecture in Portland on Saturday night, which I will be talking all about the spiritual aspect and the nice aspect of reverse speech, and that lecture will be at?
We'll be in the Pearl District at the Flex Space on Overton Drive. It's 3 blocks north of the Safeway, and it's 7 o'clock, 7 to 10, I think.
7 to 10,
yeah. Uh-huh. It's a $10 donation help pay for the space, and be a lot of fun.
Yep, yep. Yeah, my only lecture this trip in America. So I'll have all my books there for sale. So if you haven't got any of my books, you can go and I'll all be there for you. Okay, so love to see you there. And I'll be on Clyde Lewis tonight. You can listen to him. I think it's groundzeromedia.org.
Okay. And KXL.com.
Yeah, it's definitely KXL.com. You can listen to it there. I'll be on it from 7 to 10.
Pacific Standard Time?
Yes. And, yeah.
Pacific Time anyways.
Yeah, Pacific Standard Time.
Is it?
Yeah, Standard Time. You're in winter. Right. It's daylight time when you're in summer.
You don't know when you live actually in the time, you know.
No, I know that. It is difficult. Now, you got some verses for us, Ralph. Tell us what you got.
Well, this is very common as you're getting into reverse speech of recording yourself. And, you know, I never expected to play this on the air, to be honest with you, but I was looking for stuff that when we were thinking about the spiritual thing is like, how does it help me? Well, sometimes I just turn on the recorder and talk about some things I'm dealing with. And one of these things I was working on, this is a few years ago and still am working on, are health issues and, you know, what do I need to do, what do I need to know. And it's really fascinating when the reversals come out, what they say. So, and I think most of your analysts probably do this to themselves
too. Oh, yes, everyone does it.
And nobody really talks about it being a self-help tool, you know, using the software.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's a great tool. And, and sometimes if you're going to make a big decision, sometimes it's just worth just talking out. How are you feeling about it? And why are you, something doesn't feel right or something. So I have another one here I don't know if we'll get to. It's about thinking about taking a different job a few years back, and it's really interesting.
Huh.
And the other point you made earlier about the cherry picking, you know, uh-huh. You're skeptical of your cherry. Well, here we're not going to cherry pick. We're going to give you good and bad reversals. Some we would not even probably play on the air that because they're not the – really clear ones, but they're good enough, I think, to
okay.
get through this
all
one.
Right.
So we're going to look at the, where I'm, you know, I guess talking to myself.
Okay, so we're starting with F1.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's forwards.
And I'm trying to figure out what I should get focused on. I'm.
Oh, and the backwards?
Then I'll have to face the worry of the next man.
Then I'll have to face the worry of the next man.
It's like being a man having to focus on things. Like I'm like, the, you know,
okay.
That's how I view it.
Men are to go fishing. The worry of the next man.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that.
Men are to go fishing. The worry of the next man.
Kind of extra syllables in there.
I agree. And again.
The worry of the
next I'm sorry, that's the teacher in me speaking.
He won't just let me slide on anything, you guys. But when you do it for yourself, you're listening, you know, you tend to let it slide. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
and
I know.
That's what we're going to hear some of these today. So they're not going to be perfect, like I said before.
Okay, all right. So here's the next one. Here we go.
We can get better, in better shape. Physically.
Oh, yeah. And backwards?
It's health is the issue rather than being ill.
Health is the issue rather than being ill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Ill is if be sure that being ill.
Huh.
Ill is if be sure that being ill.
Once again, extra syllables.
Again? Yeah. Dave wouldn't let you slide.
But I can hear that. Rather than being ill is certainly clear, and health isn't the issue. Huh. Huh.
So, yeah, you know, health is the issue rather than being ill. You want to be healthy. So,
yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. All right. So now we're going to F3. So here's forwards.
I'm doing healthy choices.
Okay. And backwards?
He thought he didn't.
He thought he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
He's like losing.
Oh, yeah.
He's like losing.
So I'm feeling like I'm not. I want to do healthy choices. Sometimes I feel like I'm not. I'm saying, man, I thought you didn't. Well, yeah, probably true.
Okay, so here's live raw reversals, folks. No editing, no screening.
All in a row.
All in a row, as we are found. Some are good, some are bad.
Right.
So here's the next one. F4. It doesn't matter. Anyway, what's he saying backwards? What are you saying?
I knew it.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it.
Okay, I'll pass that one.
So, thank you. The Ford was change what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
In reverse, I knew it. I knew I needed to change it.
Okay.
This next one's a little different. I just want to explain. I was, at the time, trying black seed oil. I don't know if you've heard about that before. It's
flax seed oil.
Black.
Black seed oil.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And this is a weird reversal. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but let's play it anyways.
All right. Okay. So here's the forwards.
Oil and black seed.
And reversal? I'm waiting. What's the reversal say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm spaced out. I believe it's the scalp my oil.
The scalp my oil.
The scalp my oil.
The scalp my oil.
That's clear, too.
The scalp my oil.
Now, here's a reversal that doesn't make any sense to me.
Scalp my oil.
Right? I mean, I can think of scalp could mean a lot of different things.
Sure.
Or should I put it in my scalp, you know, for my hair? Because people do that with black seed oil. So it was just something that came through, and I didn't know what to do with it. But I'm on the subject of what kind of oil should I be taking. So the next line, I'm getting into EFAs, which is a type of oils that was getting from a place. And here's another point I'm making, too, is you're going to get reversals or thoughts that don't always make sense. Or maybe it'll make sense at a different time in your life or something when you find somebody else out. All right. Let's keep going.
Okay. Next one along. Here's the forwards.
EFAs. Most of my normal EFAs from Yes.
And backwards.
You'll run out of some CFA or CF8.
You'll run out?
Of some CFA.
Well, CF8. Okay.
Same CFA. You'll run out of some CF8.
Huh. 8.
Is it 8?
Same CFA. You'll run out of some CF8.
Which I didn't know what CF8 was. I did find a CFA out there. And I don't even remember what it was. But I did try taking it for a while.
Well, it might be A. Clipped A. It's...
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, as you can see, I'm working through different health questions.
Yeah, okay. All right. So now F7. Okay, so here's the forwards. Oops.
I'm not sure which ones are better for me.
And backwards?
Being afraid is not the worst, then.
Being afraid is not the worst, then.
Oh, yeah.
Being afraid. No, she wished him. Being afraid. No, she wished him.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah, I can certainly hear it there. Yep. All right. F8. Okay. Forwards.
Deal with those things and.
Deal with those things and backwards.
This gets the weight off. Oh, no. This gets off the weight.
Ah.
Oh,
that's clear.
The weight.
What are you talking about it for? What gets off the weight?
Eating the right things, taking the right oils, and doing the right things, this gets off the weight that you're trying to lose.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Obviously, I've not followed any of this advice, just to make it clear. So just because you get good advice doesn't mean you actually follow it.
I know that. I am totally aware of that.
All right. Just want to put that out to your listeners.
So where are we up to? F9 next. F9. Okay. So here we go. Here's the forwards.
So I need to know.
And backwards?
When he knows.
When he knows.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
When he knows.
Yeah.
And I want to point something out too. These are direct reversals, right? You're not like the Ford's not longer.
Oh, I see. Right.
The whole message. Right. These are just direct clips, forward and backwards.
Yeah, if you feel some criticism, you say the Ford's 10 seconds longer. The reverse is only 1 second. second.
Exactly. Like, and so when you're doing that, you're trying to give them the whole thing's about.
Yeah, I know. I'm giving
it
context.
Most people realize that then the reversal might be in part of that. But here, right here, the examples we're doing, they're forward and backwards. Those
okay.
are the reversals
right.
you're hearing. And
right.
I know the subject matter.
All right, okay, so that's F9, so now we're doing F10.
Yeah, this one's not one of the best ones, but let's go with this.
F10, okay.
Best path at this point.
So I was saying best path at this point is to follow these ideas, I think.
Okay.
Helps the vibes.
Helps the vibes.
Helps the vibes.
Oh, yeah.
The energy, the vibration.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll play that one again. Okay, here's the... Reversal, help with the vibes. Helps with the vibes.
Helps with the vibes.
Helps with the vibes.
Huh.
Helps with the vibes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, excellent. Good.
And then our last reversal on it.
Well, I guess I better give you your bloody certificate.
You already gave it to me,
yeah.
Damn it.
Damn.
You can't have it back, even with those bad reversals in there.
All right, next one along.
All right. So this is, you know, would
okay.
be very helpful. And then
would be very helpful.
And backwards, what is the backwards?
Wolf will hear if you do. Wolf will hear.
Wolf will hear if you do.
Wolf will hear if you do.
Oh, yeah. So
there. Oh, don't give me that. No way. I'm taking it, man.
All right, here we go. We'll play it again, folks. You decide.
Yeah.
Wolf will hear
vote
if you
me.
Do.
Vote for me. Don't vote for Dave.
We'll hear if you do.
Okay, I'll do it again. Here we go. Quiet, quiet, quiet.
Wolf will hear if you do.
You're right. Okay.
I know I am.
Wolf will hear if you do.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, just being mellow, man.
Did you unplug my computer battery? Quick, it's running low. We're
going to
go off air if you're not careful. Sorry about that, folks. Had a battery warning sign come up. Okay, all right. So
so I want to point one thing out when you're doing these reversals. Now I've got 11 reversals.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to read you the reversals.
Okay.
Not the forward speech.
Okay.
Then I'll have to face the worry of the next man. Health is the issue rather than being ill. He thought he didn't. I knew it. He scalped my oil. You're running out of some CF8s or A's or whatever. Being afraid is not worse than. This gets off the weight. When he knows, helps the vibes. Wolf will hear if you do. So it's another dialogue we have is these reversals come through sometimes.
Right.
All right.
Huh? Yeah, I'm just puzzled here. I'm wondering why it's running on batteries when I've got it plugged in. That's very strange.
Let's see. Where's all your cords there?
Oh, I see.
Dave's got this really strange power strip from Australia, okay? It's got all these little weird-looking things you're plugging into, the wrong angles. Everything's like upside down in Australia, right?
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, so is your power strip, basically.
That's right. It's upside down.
Issues here, yeah.
And the switch was turned off.
Yeah. He's got switches on each power outlet on his... Never mind, people. You'd have to see. Put a picture up on this thing.
Put a picture of our power strip up.
Let's see this thing. Anyways.
Anyway, read out your reversals again. We got distracted trying to work out why my computer was about to die.
We're good, man. We're good. Okay. They heard us.
All right. Okay. No worries.
All right.
All right. So, there we go. Okay. So, there's some reversals of Ralph. Now, you got some more reversals to play, do you not?
Well, if you want to. One interesting thing is when you're doing work with other people, how the person's names come up or your name comes up.
Oh, yeah.
And on this very first reversal on this one, I'm talking about should I take this job or not, right?
Okay.
My name comes up.
Oh, yeah? Okay, which one? This is R1, right?
Yeah. I go to the following recording, and here we go.
Following. And backwards?
Ralph.
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 And it's not unusual to hear your name in reversals or the other person you're working with.
No, you can. It happens frequently, actually. Yeah, it happens frequently. So what else we got here?
If I'm
on R2.
Yeah, two.
Okay.
This is my fate.
If
Now what does it say backwards?
My fate.
My fate.
Ooh.
My fate.
Wow.
My fate.
You're looking for a job, right?
Yeah, I'm considering a job at this point. Yeah. Right. So it's my fate, you know, as far as I'm looking at the pros and cons of taking this particular job.
This is one thing you can really use reverse speech for, folks, is to find out your own answers, you know. And you got some important decisions to make. Just go and turn on your tape recorder and talk into it. Talk about the job or the relationship or the problem or the issue. And did I just say turn on your tape recorder?
You did.
I did, didn't I?
For those of you who don't know what a tape recorder is, it looks like scotch tape and then you just pull on it.
No such thing as tape recorders, folks. Nowadays, what you got to do is you got to get an iPhone or wait for 3 months for the Android app.
Or if you actually have a PC, like I do and you do, and
right?
You got your software available.
You can download the reverse speech software.
I love the software.
Mm, we've got our own software. It's wonderful multi-function software. It's a recording studio built into it, really, basically, especially the latest version. Although the functions of the version you got are still basically preserved in the latest version.
They're still good.
Go to Reverse Speech website on the product page and get yourself software. Get involved in this wonderful thing. I mean, look, people for centuries, millennium, have been looking for the spirit. And, I mean, that's the quest of humanity. And here it is.
It's right there. It's right there for you. It's huge.
It is. It's massive. Yeah. It's anyone can access it.
Right. And you only can access because the technology is available now. And it's so much easier to do now than it's ever been before.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So
we're going to be working on voice recognition this year.
Nice.
That's net. We're going to get the Android app out first. Mm-hmm. So the iPhone app came out this week. I go to the App Store, search for iReverse Speech, or you can go to iReverseSpeech.com and get the app for your iPhone. And this is the latest version of the app. It works with all the latest versions of iPhone. The other one we had that expired. So this is a far better app. It's far more user friendly. The interface is great.
I look forward to getting it. Mm. I can't wait.
Right.
I'm going to record everybody at work.
Don't record your lovers.
At all, yes. Ladies, I will not record you, okay? I promise.
I've been known to do that.
Yeah. That's why I brought it up.
Yes, I know. The temptation is so strong.
Don't do it.
I mean, it really is so strong.
There's loving things that come out, too, but other times, you know, they're mad at you or something. Oh boy.
Yeah, here's someone. I want to play your reversal.
All right.
This is someone who's talking about reverse speech. He's going through the training course, and he's saying, you've worked out all these categories and structures and levels.
You've just learned from reverse speech that there's different categories, and when we said before that, you know, you said that if you take a cursory glance, and otherwise it's just your own stuff. I really.
And here he says, God's nourished this soul.
God's nourished this soul.
Or his soul.
His soul.
Is his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he's talking about me because he's talking about, you know, you've developed all these categories and levels.
I think your ego's getting a little big there, you know. You mean, you know,
oh, shut up.
Listeners.
Gee, go jump.
Lucky there's somebody else on the show today, huh? Keep them under control before this gets whacked out.
Oh, dear me. I'm never going to hear the end of this show. 16th of February, 2018. It'll be up on YouTube, folks. Good show. Good show. It has been a good show, Ralph.
I've had a great time.
Yeah,
it's always great to have a show with you.
Great fun. back front. Yeah. He's got his little microphone boom, big microphone boom.
Yeah.
Tell him about all the equipment you got upstairs.
No. Well, you know, I'm in a sort of starting a band, but who knows if that ever comes true. But I do have done a little recording in the past. That's all.
Yeah.
So I like to do a plug for remote viewing. You know,
absolutely.
I've been involved with that for over 20 years. I'm involved with an organization called IRVA, the National Remote Viewing Association, where you were there.
I was elected there. Yes, I have.
And we've been using reverse speech on remote viewers, or the ones I work with. There's only like one other person in the country or two other people that actually do this right now. I think more people should be doing it because information comes through when you're remote viewing. And we did a show in 2016 where we really talked about a lot of different things. So it's in your archives.
Yes.
Yeah. For all your remote viewers out there, you ought to listen to that show.
Yeah, it's on davidoates.com. Click on radio shows up top. Yeah, and all the old shows are there.
You've got some remote viewing on your website where we did some reversals too. So I just want to remind people there's so much more to the subconscious, higher consciousness. We're just, you know, amazing human beings, all of us.
Yeah.
And of course, reverse speech is a huge key to understanding who you are and how you function. And it's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Really,
that's why I thought it would be great to focus on the good stuff. And I'm glad you're doing it.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I'm up for it. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Here's a nice reverse on a client of mine. Uses the word Tao, spelled T-A-O, the Tao.
Sit back, let everyone say their thing, and I'll just listen to everything, and I'll analyze the shit out of it, and I'll have it all wired, and then I'll speak.
It says, I'm in the Tao, word of honor.
I'm in the Tao, word of honor. I'm in the Tao, word of honor.
He's in the flow.
Yeah. I'm in the Tao, word of honor.
Yeah, nice clear reversal. Yeah. So there you go. How about that, hey? This is reverse speech, folks. It really is the voice of the spirit. And I've known that for 30 years, but I've never said it.
Wait, is the voice of the spirit or the voice of the soul?
No, it describes the soul. It's not the soul speaking.
It's the voice of the spirit.
It's the voice of the spirit.
So we're clear on that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm very clear on that. Okay. Yeah. Yes, it talks about the soul and talks about the functions of the soul, the state of the soul. But it comments on a lot of things. It comments on the state of our conscious mind, whether we're congruent or incongruent.
Right.
It comments on the state of our behavior and personality structures, whether they're messed up or not. It's like the X-ray of the psyche in that regard. And taps into the higher consciousness, as you would call it. The collective unconsciousness is probably what I would call it, although that would be different.
Different,
yes, it is different.
Yeah.
That's for another show. That's for another show. I think we've thrown enough at your show for today. We have 5 minutes left. Any contact information you want to give out, Ralph?
No.
No.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, all right.
Wait, I do have a meetup group in the Portland area. It's called ESP, Remote Viewing and Reverse.
Oh, there you go.
Join the group. We'll post things when Dave comes down and other things, other fun events every 3 years or whatever we do it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I come to Portland about once a year, pretty much. Yeah, I like getting away. I've got a nice little house in Adelaide, Australia. So, wedding is June the 16th, everyone. So you've got to get to Australia for the wedding. I'm having a free one-day workshop after the wedding on the Sunday
after. And you are buying the airline tickets, is that correct?
You're a funny man. You're a funny man. I'm buying too many airline tickets now.
Sorry.
Oh, dear. No, there you go. So June the 16th, come to Australia. There you go. We'll have a whole lot of fun.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. The website, www.reversespeech.com. If you want to develop and look into your soul, give me an email on the website, or you can phone me. Get out your pen. Although this phone is not plugged in right now. It's 503-568-7000. 7077. The training class, next class starts April the 21st. We have 3 spots left in the class, and then we're closing off. And if you miss this next 3, you'll have to wait till November when the next class starts. So with 3 spots left in the training class, starting April the 21st, reverse speech needs people out there doing it. It's such an important technology. Get involved. Take training. Go to my website, www.reversespeech.com, and we will see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnerFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the Inner Health banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com, enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that Enter Health offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show, 2/16/2018. We've had a lot of trouble with the Survive to Thrive website for the past 2 or 3 days. It was down the other day. It came back up for last night. And some people, I thought it would be, I was assured about 40 minutes ago that it would be up for tonight's show, but it is not. Now, just so that you know, you get your pencil if you're